The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Mysteriously born without arms or legs, Nick Vujicic found his purpose in sharing a powerful message to millions of people around the world. Nick shares his story and his sense of humor.
We actually dressed me up as a pilot one day. And as people walking on the plane, they see me with the hat, with the jacket. I said, good morning, welcome aboard, thank you for flying with us. We're so excited about this new technology, and they're like, what?
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. This is my wife, Debbie, and you need to stick around for this show. If you don't know who Nick Vujicic is, I want you to meet him. Watch this.
I think the biggest problem we have in this world are men. Men who are not fathers. Men who are not husbands. And they fall. When there is no example of a father figure for the family, where is the anchor?
I've got the joy, 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 joy.
Give me some hope, man. Talk to me, man.
If you don't get a miracle, you can still be a miracle. Give me a hug.
I love you.
Take care.
I'll see you guys around.
This world really needs hope. This world really needs direction. This world really needs truth. I want you to know something. If you're alive, you have a gift. The gift of growing. Battle after battle, you need to understand you will get through this. That's the power of hope. When I was 10 years old, I tried to drown myself. I tried to give up. Why? Because I couldn't see hope. I want you to know right now that I'm so thankful that I'm still here. Don't give up. Then pop up.
Thank you, Lord, that you've given her the doctors and nurses to survive the cancer.
I pray for joy.
Lord, in the times that they feel alone,
may many hearts be touched.
Anoint her. Give her the opportunity.
Lord, we pray that you will lift up this country out of the darkness that it's in.
We're visiting a HIV/AIDS orphanage.
She died.
Sometimes it's hard to be strong. So look how beautiful my boy is.
Hi, baby. How's Kiyoshi?
Oh, I miss him so much. Love you, baby.
Love you.
Welcome, Nick, to Life Today. Good to see you, man. You know, when we watched that introduction, you're, you know, a bit of a rock star around the world. In this audience right now, we've met people from Chile, Puerto Rico, Egypt, Honduras, that came here tonight to see you. Did you ever imagine that you would have that kind of impact around the world?
No. My parents never thought that their limbless kid would be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And it's all about Jesus. It's all for him. And just watching that, you look back at the young years of our ministry. I mean, I'm only 31, and I'm a small guy. And they say I run so fast to leave my legs behind. I tear up because looking back at just last year, how God opened up doors for me to preach in 26 countries, meet 7 presidents, speak at 5 congresses, and then have 12 countries putting me on TV to preach as Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is Lord, that He is the way, the truth, and the life on mainstream TV as well.
Yeah.
I look back and I'm like, it's God. I never saw it coming. And I maybe thought one day he could use my story somehow to someone, but never on this scale.
Yeah, and in fairness, I mean, there is a level of the fact that you don't have arms or legs that opens a door because people are curious.
Yeah.
But that only opens it so far. What do you think has carried you this far?
In my own personal walk?
Well, and in your ministry as well.
In ministry, yeah. Look, it's always begun with a foundation of faith. You know, when God calls you to something, I've heard someone say, God pays for what he orders. Mm. But sometimes I have no idea what's ahead, and faith is a big part of our ministry. You know how ministry is.
Sure.
You got 8 weeks of money of operational costs in the bank, and you just keep going, and God's going to provide it one step at a time. And you see God supplying every need and inspiring people to push us forward and take us around the world. And so faith is big, and I love the acronym, F-A-I-T-H, Full Assurance in the Heart. I don't know exactly where I'm going, but I know God's with me, and he'll carry me when I cannot walk.
And what kind of results do you see when you go and you minister around the world?
I love all types of reactions, but the biggest thing, whether it's releasing a book or you know, just sharing a simple message of faith in a school, to big stadiums, it's always that one person that comes up and hugs me and says, Nick, I've either attempted suicide already or I've been thinking of giving up. Now I know God has a plan for me too. And if only one person believes in the miracle of heaven and the resurrection and the life, then all of my pain and my suffering is nothing compared to the joy of seeing one soul come to Jesus.
No doubt you're resonating with a lot of people. They're wanting to clap for you right now, right?
Thank you. I hear that. For Jesus.
But you're resonating on a level so deep that they appreciate you profoundly for that. How do you know what to say? How do you know how to resonate with these people in a way that they love you for it because they love God for it?
The amazing thing is, you know, Matthew 10:19, it's not you who's speaking, but I through you, says God.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, you know, even in this audience, what they're going through. I always tell every audience that I believe it's worse being in a broken home than having no arms, no legs. Mm. You can have everything physically, but be disabled on the inside.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what anyone needs, but you just share the truth that Jesus loves you, that he can make any broken pieces in your heart become something beautiful in his time as we trust in him. And as I'm just sharing how God's changed my life, they're saying, wow, God, if you have a plan for Nick, then you have a plan for me. And they start their faith journey in it. And, you know, when someone comes up and says, thank you, I'm like, well, thank God. Why? Well, I didn't write my story.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what you needed to say. God wrote my story. My history is his story to share with the world. And what you're hearing is not my voice, but God's voice. And so that's the amazing thing. It's all to the glory of God.
Mm-hmm. Why did you embark on a world tour?
you know, in February 12, 2012, my wife and I, we got married, and we were so excited. We were planning to do a world tour to preach across 26 countries and together. And what we did not know is while we were booking in the stadiums and booking in the press conferences and the governmental meetings is that we became pregnant. And so we now have a 15-month-old baby boy, Kiyoshi, and he's already my height, and he's running faster than me, and he's just so adorable. He's amazing. And when we found that out, we had a decision to make, you know, yes or no, and do we go through it, and I just go and do it? It'll be hard to be away from them. I would leave when he's 9 weeks old.
Oh.
And it's my firstborn son.
Yeah.
You know, that was hard. But we felt God would protect us and give us all the grace and the mercy that we needed. And when my wife saw that Yahoo and CNN and Fox did an article about us being the first evangelist on Vietnam TV to 70 million people talking about Jesus, God, and heaven and miracles, she said, babe, if you did all that 17-week tour just for that one country, Vietnam, it's all worth it. And so God's blessed me with a tremendous wife, a life partner with me who stands on the front line and holds the fort when I go.
Me too. No, it's true. It's
huge
true.
That's blessing. That's huge true. Blessing. She's amazing.
I have got to ask you, because I've gotten to know you backstage, and you know, you keep making these cracks about your son running faster than you, or you're running without your legs.
Yeah.
You got a great sense of humor, and that's great. Everybody appreciates that. You've had some fun on the road as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're on a plane, I don't have, you know, thumbs to twiddle with, and so you come up with these crazy ideas. So which one did you want me
to... Oh, man, there's so many. Pick one of them, because they're all great stories.
Well, you heard about the one where we put me in the overhead compartment of a plane.
I did.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to, for the flight attendant, right?
Right, yeah. Right. And I wanted to stretch my legs. And so as people are coming on, stick my head out, scare them. And I know. I know. But no one's going to handcuff me, so I could do it a little.
It is. And see, there you go. Shameless book plug. My book's called Rise Above, and I talk about my fear of flying. You're
really?
Exactly what I don't want to see, because you... You,
did you hear what
conspired
I...
with a pilot.
Right. Like, so we actually dressed me up as a pilot one day. It's on YouTube. And as people walking on the plane, they see me with the hat, with the jacket. I say, good morning, welcome aboard. Thank you for flying with us. We're so excited about this new technology. And they're like, what?
So this is all on YouTube. You can check it out, right?
Yeah, you can check it out.
Do you know what? Is it a Nick Vujicic channel on YouTube?
Yeah, I mean, the best YouTube channel to find out is youtube.com/NickVujicicTV.
Okay.
All the world tour series are there as well.
Okay.
But if you just look up Pilot Prank, for that one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm definitely going to check that out. And now I know if I see. Yeah.
But it was funny. Like, we put everyone on the plane, and I got the microphone to say, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And they're like, wow. I think someone prayed to Jesus for the first time.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever it takes to share the gospel.
That's it.
All right.
But that's why we do the world tour, and that's why we travel. You know, in every opportunity we can, we want people to know that there is a greater purpose in this life, that we can either just look down upon ourselves and our circumstance and feel like there is no hope. But when you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, where He is our transforming encounter, it's for everyone. Jesus has a plan for everyone.
How did you come to know Christ? Like, what began your journey?
It's a great question. I'm actually disabled twice. I was born without arms and legs, no medical reason, and I'm a PK, pastor's kid. I think it's another disability. No, I'm joking. I love you, Dad. But I do thank God for being raised in such a strong Christian home, learning the songs, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves all the children of the world. And I sing that on Sunday, but then I got confused on Monday, going to school and saying, well, if He loves me like them, then why did He give me less? And so that was the beginning of my journey as a kid, trying to work out, why am I here? Mm-hmm. What's my purpose? And is there really hope for me? Was I included when God said that He had a plan, a hope, and a future for everyone? And I felt that that was not the case. And so the bullying at school drove me to a depression, an attempted suicide at age 10. Age 13, I hurt my foot playing soccer, and I realized, Nick, you got to stop complaining about what you don't have. Be thankful for what you do have. Mm. And then John chapter 9, when I read that at 15, I was 15 years old and reading about this blind man.
Yeah.
Jesus was asked, why was he born that way? And I'm like, that's such a great question. I want to know what he says. And Jesus said it was done so that the works of God would be revealed through him.
Mm.
And that hit me so hard. I already knew about the miracles. Okay, now look, I have a pair of shoes in my closet just in case he says yes. All right? Because I've seen miracles. I've seen blind people seeing, deaf people hearing, lame people walking. The first miracle I saw happened in front of me. I was 19 in South Africa. We prayed for 10 seconds for a woman's back. Crooked back like this for 6 years. Mm. In Jesus' name be healed. Like this. Wow. And I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, and he time, right? I'm ready to bring it on. And it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And so, but I knew about the miracles, but what hit me the most at 15 was not, God, give me arms, legs, and I know that's your plan for me. Mm-hmm. God, forgive me of my sin. I want heaven more than arms and legs. I want forgiveness of my sins more than arms and legs. I want peace. I want purpose. I want love. I want you more than arms and legs. Because what's the point of having arms and legs when you don't know where you're going when you're not here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all got to understand that Jesus is the answer for every question of ours. And sometimes we won't have all the answers. Mm-hmm. And that day will come. But at 15, I said, God, give me arms and legs, but if you don't give me arms and legs, I will still praise you. I will still worship you and serve you all the days of my life. And if you don't heal me, use me. And that's what he did over time.
And so at 19, boy, has he.
Amen. Has he. So it's been a 12-year amazing run.
Amazing run, but still tough at times.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's full of ups and downs. He's still with me. In my second book, so I have a first book for people to be introduced to my life, mm-hmm. called Life Without Limits. Yep. Then I have a second book that encaptured 2010 until 2014, 2013, because it was quite a rough couple years. Mm-hmm. I actually hit burnout. Yeah. I remember being here.
Yeah, and I remember what my dad said.
And your dad told me, Nick, slow down.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah.
Right?
And I hit burnout, just like he told me I was. And my board of directors were saying, Nick, slow down. My staff were saying, slow down. My parents were saying, slow down. I just wouldn't slow down. And it was just, again, that decision that I just felt like I needed to go single, not distracted, yeah. just run. Seeing people come to Jesus was just awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway, hitting that... and Unstoppable, that book of seeing me surfing on the front cover. Yep. I share about that, and also how God just pulls you through when you cannot walk, he'll carry you.
Yep.
Sometimes we go down on our own path, but God's still with you, and he'll heal you, and he'll cause all things to come together for the good for those who love him. And so that was actually one of my favorite books, of just getting so deep and transparent that every minister, every evangelist, every Christian goes through ups and downs, yeah. and I don't pretend that I don't.
No, right.
And so I want everyone to know I'm just like them, and that God has a plan for you, and it's not like, hey guys, how you doing?
Right.
The Holy Spirit's in me. How about you? You know, it's like,
it's true.
It's real true. Life. You know, ups and downs, but that's the journey.
Yeah, those are great books. I do want to mention Nick's new book, Stand Strong. Is out. It's available. In fact, we want to give it to you. Nick has been an incredible inspiration, but there are other inspirations, and I want you to meet one of them right now, and I'll be back to tell you how you can be a blessing as well. Please watch this with us.
Over the years, Monica's always been in special ed. Her speech has always improved, because there was a time when she was very young, we didn't even know if she'd ever say her name. We didn't know if she'd ever learn to write her name. This is who Monica has always been since she's been a small child. This is just the first time we've stepped out and let her be herself. She has watched Life Today over and over again, but for some reason, when she saw this mission project, she was really captivated.
She told me, Pastor David, I want to do this for the children. And she was just bubbling over with excitement, with joy.
The morning that Monica got up and on the stage and asked the church family for help was just an awesome feeling for me.
And believe it or not, she stood up in front of this entire church of 300 people and made that same plea to help the children have shoes.
For Monica, it was never about how much money she had raised. I don't think she understood that part. She wanted to know how many children were getting shoes.
And it was amazing, the response. Every Sunday, she would stand in her commons area with her basket, and people would come by and just fill it up. And believe you me, Monica embodies that kingdom of God. She made this church come alive for mission.
She had collected a total of $6,000.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Through all this, I now realize that she has been able to express herself using her own voice and her own words, and not just to one person, but now all around the world. I mean, did I ever think
Did I ever think that she would be able to do this? No, but God did, he knew. She's been passionate about it and she has done it, and she has changed so many children's lives just because of her passion and her love to help someone else. And I just think that it's important that everyone knows that we all have a purpose. And no matter our mental ability or our education or anything, we all have a call and we all have something that we can do.
Please help us, children.
Wow, what a story. You know, Monica shows that anybody can do something that impacts the lives of others, not just those we give to, but those who watch us share God's heart. And really, I know it's early to talk about Christmas. I'm the guy that waits until after Thanksgiving to put up the tree. But in order to give these children the gift that we want to give them this year, we have to start planning now. So I hope you will partner with us as we begin to celebrate the greatest gift ever given in Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is all about. I want you to partner with us and give the simple gift of shoes and smiles. When we give a child a new pair of shoes, not only do we give them something that makes them more comfortable as they walk around, I mean, a lot of these kids, it's the first pair of shoes they've ever had, so it's a big deal to them, but we also help protect them from disease. So we have a purpose in these gifts. If you can give a gift of $144 or more, you will help provide shoes for 40 children. That's a lot. We will also send you the wonderful Christmas shoe ornaments that you can hang on your tree this year. It's a great conversation piece. They're very nice in the way they're designed and the different colors. It's a great little piece. So we want to remind you of what you've done. And thank you for partnering with us. If you can give that gift of $1,000 or more, I really hope you'll do it. You will be providing two surgeries for the cleft palates, not only providing that smile, but providing the ability to smile. It's a big deal. Christmas is a big deal. The gift God gave to us is a big deal. And your participation, like Monica's, it's a big deal, not just to the children who will receive these gifts, but I think to God's heart. He wants us to be givers. He wants us to be good stewards of what he's entrusted to us. And I think this is a great way, not just to share his love, not just to meet practical needs, but a great way to partner and demonstrate the love that he has demonstrated for us. So please go to the phone right now, go online, make the best gift you can, and know that when you partner for Christmas Shoes and Smiles, you are helping to change the lives of children around the world.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life Immediately Secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world, just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pair. And a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. With your gift of any amount, be sure to request this beautifully crafted red antique shoe ornament, a treasure to place on your tree each holiday season. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request a special boxed set of Life's Christmas shoe ornaments from past years. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request our commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, here is one group of the most beautiful children. These children are in Central America, and these are just a few of the children that we want to bless with 200,000 pairs of shoes. You think about that, 200,000 kids and what it's going to do for their family. I've said to you over and over that it's one thing to pray for people, but it's another thing to become an answer to somebody's prayer, someone's need. And the Bible tells us very clearly in one place as an example, many places, but one very clearly, Isaiah 58, that when you reach out and you touch those in need, then you call and God says, I will answer quickly. We get our prayers answered. And Betty, it's been amazing to see what happened in our lives and we just begin to bless others, and giving shoes is one way to bless
others. It is, and to me, it's such a rewarding thing to do. You know, we come over here to be a blessing, but we always go back so much more blessed, James, I think, because we see what can be done. We see the needs here, but we know that our friends, because they love children, they love to give, they love to share. That's you I'm talking about. You love to help, and in any need that we share with you, and this is a real need, shoes for the children.
Do go to the phone, go to the web right now. You can really make a difference in a child's life when you join with us this year. And Nick, I want to thank you for being such an impact and changing so many people's lives. We're going to send people your new book.
Awesome.
Stand Strong, When They Support Christmas Shoes and Smiles Today. So thanks for that. If they want to catch up with you, where can they find you?
Definitely, if anyone wants more information about where we're going and how we're spreading the love of Jesus, go to lifewithoutlimbs.org. You can download our smartphone app, Life Without Limbs, and hear from me daily.
Very cool.
Or check out our Facebook, facebook.com/Nick Vujicic.
Do it. And Nick, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family before and after death, and results in peace of mind. As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, can help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Don't put off this important step to peace of mind through better planning. Contact Life Planning Services today.
And I'm like, God, if you want to use me as a miracle, I'm here. I'll go anywhere you want me to go.
Best-selling author and international speaker, Nick Vujicic, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.